Chinese lunar rover finds strange gel-like substance on moon, by James Valvis. I suppose most people, upon hearing this story, think of The Blob, that Steve McQueen flick, where a gelatinous substance consumed and subsumed suburban people in dark alleys and movie theaters before being airlifted to the azure ice of the Arctic, where I figure it mutated and dug its way to the Antarctic, and somehow became the thing, but not me. I'm thinking about those girls I tried to love or tried to date, or at least tried to take to a movie, back in my horrifying high school years. Those Jersey teenage beauties with their bountiful hair held together by a hairdryer and gallons of hair gel. Hour after hour they spent poking at themselves with a pick that looked like a Jason Voorhees weapon, teasing each black hair into place, naughty nuns trying to line up all their thin, rowdy orphans. Because of this, an average height guy like me felt shorter, towering hair, turning 4'5" girls into leggy Gina Davis, who starred in The Fly, another example of science causing trouble. The girls mostly successfully avoided me, their interest in ceiling architecture profound in those moments I passed in the hallways with my saturnine, hopefully hopeful eyes. But I had luckier friends, and friends will talk. There would be, my friend said, those moments they tried to snake an arm around a girl's shoulder, and a finger would catch, latch, glued by the gel, their ring finger like some hapless fly trapped in the viscous web of an already vacated spider. When the girls weren't turning us into Gimlies or creating scenes inside seaside cinemas, their gelled hair rubbed up against the roofs of my friends' cars. So after a date or two, large, round, greasy circles appeared. I witnessed one of these globular blobs. Sitting under it was to sit under an oily moon, the dark side of a moon, not much different than the moon where those damn Chinese are messing with things they don't understand. I think I speak for the entire world when I say, please leave that jelly-like shit where you found it. This is why I never go back to New Jersey. Some things are better left where they are, be they found on the moon or in the past. No need to discover new veins of sorrow. Steve McQueen is dead. Gina Davis drove over that cliff with Susan Sarandon. Even the thing would prefer to go back to sleep. And I know that after fewer than 4 decades, almost all of those once achingly beautiful girls avoid their mirrors like they once avoided me.